Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. On the phone with us from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast is Dr. William Miller and Judy Leach. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Today, I know you want to talk about the current outbreaks that we're having related to the Delta variant and also how that's going to affect the visitor and other related policies there at the hospital.
Yes. As I'm sure everybody knows, we're having another surge throughout the United States and California. Like last winter, the majority of the surge is in the southern part of the state. Unlike last winter, however, it is definitely more significant in the northern half of the state, and all counties are being affected. So I think that we were pretty fortunate during last winter here in Mendocino and on the coast, but we're definitely seeing much more significant number of cases. Hospitalizations are up in the county. Currently, we have two hospitalized here with COVID. We peaked at four at one point last week. And one thing that a lot of people are wondering about is, well, are the vaccines working and how does this all play out? So throughout the state, over 90% of all admissions remain in unvaccinated people. And that tells us very clearly that the vaccines are having a significant effect in preventing cases, and especially cases requiring hospitalization. But at the same time, we're definitely having a lot of breakthrough cases. So there's no question about it that people who are fully vaccinated are at times getting sick and even requiring hospitalization, and we've seen a few deaths. But the majority of people who are getting very sick, the vast majority remain in the unvaccinated group. And if you think about the fact that well over half of the population of California is vaccinated at this point, if it weren't effective, you wouldn't expect to see that kind of a breakdown. You'd expect it to be more of an equal number, and it's not. So I think that it's really important to get vaccinated at this point if you haven't been. I keep talking about that, and it remains really important. And I think it's really important for everybody, whether you're vaccinated or not, to start going back to strict mask wearing and social distancing and hand washing, because we're not out of the woods yet. Any questions about that?
No, I think it's pretty upfront there, Doctor. I understand Judy wants to discuss how this is affecting people going to the hospital.
So, as Dr. Miller said, we are absolutely seeing a surge. In fact, we had 17 patients hospitalized yesterday in Mendocino County with COVID-19. And so indeed, those are numbers that are probably similar to what we saw a year ago in February. We've not seen that high of inpatient COVID positive numbers for quite a while, but obviously the surge is here. Because the health and the well-being of this community matters so much to us, we are asking that there are no visitors in our facility during this time. So starting Thursday, we will not be having visitors with our patients in the hospital. We're asking that everyone respects that process. If you have a patient in the ER and a family member has brought them in, it's important for us to keep that family member well informed in what's happening in the care of our patient. But we will be asking that family members remain outside, and we absolutely will continue to keep everybody well informed. We also are committed to having increased communication between caregivers and family members during this time. We understand how important it is to keep the family informed. And there are a few exceptions to the rule. Those exceptions would be at end of life or comfort care. We are asking that before anybody enter, that those visitors have verification of being fully vaccinated. And for unvaccinated or incompletely vaccinated visitors, documentation of a negative SARS-CoV-2 test.
Judy, what about the clinic side? If you have an appointment with a doctor or with immediate care, is it once again, you know, just the patient and whoever's with them stays outside?
That is correct. Unless that individual, for safety reasons, has to have somebody accompany them, once again, we are asking that it be just the patient.
All right. That was my only question. I think it's very, very upfront what the policy is going to be. And again, that's, I believe you said, starts on Thursday.
That is correct.
All right, great. Well, thank you both very much for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.